Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefila audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Goldman, and today we will learn about the Torah reading for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Bereishit chapter 21, which encompasses the birth of Yitzchak, his weaning, the sending away of Yishmael and Hagar, the treaty with Avimelech, the king of the Plishtim, and Avram's planting of a grove and calling out in the name of Hashem. The reading opens with Hashem remembering Sarah. The Hashem Pakad et Sarah, the first of three barren women whom the rabbis tell us was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. The Haftorah for this day features Chana, and the second day Haftorah will mention Rachel. The Hebrew root for laughter, Tzadik Chet Kuf, appears no less than nine times during the course of this Torah reading. Today we will explore the significance of this word and what it signifies for Sarah, Avram, Yishmael, and Yitzchak, and how we can find inspiration from these concepts today, and especially on Rosh Hashanah. After Sarah becomes pregnant and gives birth, Avraham names their child Yitzchak, meaning he will laugh. This should come as no surprise, since we read in chapter 17, when Hashem told Avraham that he would have a son and name him Yitzchak. Vayipol Avraham al panav, vayitzchak. Vayomer bilibo, Halaben mea shana yivaled, v'im sara habat tishim shana teled. Avram threw himself on his face and laughed. As he said to himself, can a child be born to a man 100 years old, or can Sarah bear a child at 90? And Avram said to Hashem, oh, that Ishmael might live by your favor. Hashem said, nevertheless, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall name him Yitzchak. And I will maintain my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring to come. This passage seems to foreshadow our Rosh Hashanah reading with the birth of Yitzchak and the sending away of Yishmael. More famously, Sarah also laughs when she hears the three angels tell Avram that they would indeed have a child. But Yitzchak Sarah bekirba, and Sarah laughed to herself, lemor, saying, Acharei biloti haitali edna, V'adoni zaken. Now that I am withered, am I to have enjoyment with my husband so old? Whereas Hashem seemed to accept Avraham's laughter, he chastises Sarah for her laughter to Avraham. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, Lama zetzachka, Sarah? Why did Sarah laugh? Lemor ha'af umnam eled ani v'ani zakanti? Saying, shall I in truth bear a child old as I am? Is anything too wondrous for Hashem? I will return to you at the same season next year, and Sarah will have a son. Even more surprising is Sarah's denial of her laughter. Sarah lied, saying, she denied it, I did not laugh, for she was frightened. But he replied, you did laugh. Whether she was afraid or not, why would she feel she could deny her actions to the omniscient one, Hashem? Was there a qualitative difference between the two laughters? Indeed, Targum Onkelos, the divinely inspired Aramaic translation from the turn of the millennium, written by a righteous Roman convert, subtly asserts different emotions behind each one's reaction. Onkelos' translation is known for hewing very carefully to the biblical Hebrew and rarely inserting extra words as other classical biblical translations are wont to do. Surprisingly, he chooses two distinct Aramaic words for the same Hebrew root. For Avram, Onkelos translates laughter as v'chadi. This indicates a joyous laughter. For Sarah, he writes, v'chaychat Sarah. This indicates a mocking laughter or disbelief. Now we can better understand why Hashem chastised Sarah and not Avram for laughing at the news of a child at their advanced ages. However, we are left with the question how Sarah could have denied the fact that she laughed, and to Hashem no less, the omniscient one. The Sfas Emet, a Hasidish Rebbe from 19th century Poland, offers us a very deep understanding of these verses that will bring us into our Rosh Hashanah reading. He notes that there have been many commentaries that ask this question. He explains, Ki bevadai Sara miyad tikna hachet b'tshuva, ve'al yedei tshuva Nimchak hachet ki'ilu lo tzachka me'olam. That of course Sarah immediately fixed her sin with repentance, and by way of this repentance she erased the sin as if she had never laughed. Achen yesh tshuva miyira v'yesh me'ahava. However, there is repentance from fear, and there is repentance from love. And by way of love, the sin is transformed into a merit. And this is why it says that she denied it, saying, Lo tzachachti, I did not laugh. That is to say, only that she feared. But Avram had the aspect of repentance from love. And that is what is meant by, no, but you laughed, meaning that it is necessary, litaken, to fix the laughter itself, to be a schut, a merit. Sharei be'amet hutzrach hatzchok, she'al shem zen nikra Yitzchak. For that laughter was indeed necessary, because it was because of this transformed laughter that he was called Yitzchak. And also afterwards, Sarah herself said, which is found in our Torah reading, chapter 21, verse 6, God has made me laughter. Tzchok asali Elokim. Behold, she fixed the entire laughter to turn it into a merit. The Sfas Emes explains that Sarah could honestly say she did not laugh as she erased her mocking disbelief of Hashem's capabilities through her tshuva me'ira, repentance out of fear. Hashem, however, had much higher expectations for Sarah and her son. He knew that if Sarah recognized that she could plunge deeper spiritual depths, she could transform that laughter into a merit, a rejoicing for the whole world. After thanking Hashem in our Torah reading for making this newly transformed laughter for her, Sarah says, Kol Hashomea Yitzchak Li. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. Rashi explains that many barren women were remembered with her, many sick people were healed on that very day, many prayers were answered with hers, and there was much joy in the world. We can almost feel the joy that was brought to the world through Sarah's extra effort to deepen her tshuva. Perhaps Sarah received a bonus gift through her newfound appreciation of the different qualities of laughter. Indeed, the seventh time we see this root is in verse 9. Vatera Sarah et ben Hagar hamitzrit asher yalda la'avram mitzachek. Sarah saw the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had born to Avram mitzachek. It is unclear exactly what mitzachek means and what Yishmael was doing, although the Midrashim had plenty to say. But Sarah, due to her newfound insights into tzchok, laughter, was able to discern that this was not the positive laughter. Indeed, Onkelos translates it as mechayech, the same Aramaic word for Sarah's pre-repentance laughter. Sarah knew that she would not be able to properly raise Yitzchak with this aspect of mockery in the house. Avram, who was never challenged in the qualitative aspect of his laughter, was not able to see the negative attributes in his son. Perhaps this can help us understand the Talmudic dictum from Brachot 34b, in a place where a Baal Tshuva stands, even a full tzaddik cannot stand. While Sarah was wrong in her reaction to Hashem's promise that she would have a son, it was clearly the deep introspection she did as a result of her misdeed that brought her to an even higher level of spirituality. Indeed, when Hashem exhorts Avram to listen to Sarah in this matter, Rashi quotes the Midrash, which tells us that we learn from here that Avram was inferior to Sarah in prophecy. As we approach this coming Rosh Hashanah, may we all reflect on our deeds of the past year, and may we be worthy of turning all of our sins into merits to bring joy to ourselves, our families, and all of Klal Yisrael. May we see true joy enter the world speedily in our day. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman, Siegel and family, in memory of our beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Rasa, Bat Raphael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Raphael of Baltimore, Maryland. please visit ou.org/women/YR for a list of our daily sponsors.